Unit 4. Simen Tavkov Pehe Seder Hatkius Meyushev. Tzarech Litkoya Meumed. The shofar should be blown while standing. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Yoim Teru Yelachem, it should be for you a day of blowing. Ulhalan Oimer Usvartem Lachem. And concerning Sfiris Oimer, it says, Usvartem Lachem. Ma Lachem Ha'amusham Meumed, just as the Lachem of Sfiris Oimer. Sfiras Omer is counted while standing. Commotion is Baba Sim Taf Peites. Afkan Mu'umad, so too the Lachem here of Shofar blowing is also while standing. Ulafichach lo yismach ashum davar be'inyan. She'im yenatal oisei davar shesamach alav hayanoifel. And therefore, the one blowing the Shofar should not lean, supporting himself on something in a way that if that object that he was leaning on were taken away, he would fall. She'ein zoi amida elusmicha. Because now this would not be considered standing, but rather supporting oneself on something. Nonetheless, if he even blew the shofar while sitting, one is still yotze. And one does not have to repeat the shofar blowing while standing. Because standing for the shofar is only a rabbinic requirement. The requirement of standing is only for the Baal Tekeya. But those listening to the Tekeyas, even if they have not yet fulfilled their obligation, nonetheless they are not required to stand. It is customary to blow the shofar from the bima, but makom shekoyin, at the place where the Torah is read. V'roi liten litkoya letzadik v'hagon, it is fitting to give the mitzvah of blowing the shofar to a righteous person who is fitting for it. Uvevad shelo yehe machlokes b'davar, but the main thing that there should not be any arguments over the matter. Koydem sheyiska, before he blows the shofar, yevarech mu'umet, he should make a bracha while standing, asher kedishanu b'mitzvos abitzvanu lishmoya koil shofar. He should not say he is commanded to hear Bekoil Shofar, the Mashma Letzayis Lekol HaShofar, which would then imply that the mitzvah is to listen or pay attention to the Koil Shofar. So if the mitzvah is to hear the sound itself, why don't we make the bracha that the mitzvah is to blow the shofar? Because the blowing itself is not the main thing. The hearing of the shofar is the main thing, and therefore the bracha is on the hearing the sound of the shofar, not hearing to the sound of the shofar. If a person blows the shofar without hearing the sound, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So we see that the sound, the hearing, is ikar. Nonetheless, im avaraita uberach litkoya b'shofar, oy alt kia shofar yata. If you made a mistake in the bracha and said either litkoya b'shofar, to blow the shofar, or he commanded us on the blowing of the shofar, one has fulfilled his obligation. After making the bracha on the shofar, he makes the bracha of Shechianu. The vishihi mitzvah abam is man lezman, because this is a mitzvah which comes from time to time, i.e., once a year. Ve'echad atekeh la'atzmei ve'echad mishiyatzei yidei chayvasei ve'tekeh lahoitzi achayim yidei chayvasan mevarach shtei brachos elu. And whether a person is blowing for himself and has not yet fulfilled the obligation, or whether he has already fulfilled his obligation, but is now blowing the shofar to be moitzi somebody else, their obligation, he makes the two brachas. When is this? If the person that you are blowing the shofar for does not know how to make the brachas himself, if he does know how to make the brachas, it is preferable that he should make the brachas himself and not hear from the one who has already fulfilled his obligation of shofar. Commotion is Baba Simon Reshain Gemayin Sham. After making the two brachas, he should blow a sequence of tekiah, shvarim, terua, tekiah, three times, v'tashat gimel pamim, and a sequence of tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, three times, v'tarat gimel pamim, and a sequence of tekiah, teruah, tekiah, three times. K'moshi yisbar b'simen tafkuf tzadik ayin sham. Mishin istapik loy im shama kol shofar, So if a person has a doubt whether he indeed heard the shofar b'yom rishon shel Rosh Hashanah, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, shehu min haTorah, which is the biblical day of Rosh Hashanah, and therefore midoraisa, he is obligated to hear shofar. Tzarech litkaya, he is required to blow the shofar because of his doubt. Avalo yivarech, but he does not make the brachas. Shesafik brachas sahakel, because a safik concerning brachas, which are only derabanan, we are lenient. Bimu b'yom sheni, however, if his doubt whether he heard shofar was on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, she'enu yelam midivrei sofer, which is only a rabbinic requirement, a rabbinic day, ein tzarech litkaya, he does not need to blow the shofar. The safik divrei sofer l'hakel, because we have a principle that on a doubt concerning a derabban and a rabbinic requirement, we are lenient. Toiv litkaya b'yamin, b'tzad yamin, it is preferable, it is good to blow the shofar b'yamin shel piv, on the right side of his mouth, im efshaloi b'kach, if he is able to do so. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says v'asatan oimed al yaminoi, and the satan stands to his right side, v'atkiyam arveves hasatan, and the sounding of the shofar confounds the satan, and therefore it should be to the right. V'toiv shiyamid pe'as shofar l'mayla, and it is good that the mouth, the opening of the shofar, should face directly upwards, v'leyaten l'tzadim, and it should not be pointed towards the sides. Shenemar, because the pasuk says Allah Elikim Bisrua, that Hashem arises with the trua, that the sound of the trua, the sound of the shofar, should rise directly upwards. If hiskul litkaya v'lo yachol lahashlim kol hashloishim tkiyis, if he began to blow the shofar but was not able to complete the 30 notes, yiska acher tachtov, someone else should blow the shofar in his place. If the second person is not able to finish the notes, so even a third person could take over, and so on and so forth. And none of the subsequent blowers of the shofar would need to make a bracha, if he shekvar niftru kulam bebrachas harishon, because they were already yotze with the bracha said by the first bal tekeah. Ma'afil imarishon lo yachol liskaya afil tekeachas, if the first person blowing the shofar was not able to sound even one note of the shofar, afa b'kei nonetheless lo yhaisa brachas levatala, his bracha was not in vain. Kivin shekavanasa yhaisa bebrachas lehaitzi kol hashemin, his kavana, his intention when saying the bracha, was to say it on behalf of all those who were listening. V'imkein, and therefore, ha'toikin acharonin, the subsequent balei tekeah who take over, v'chol akal sheshamu b'rchasei, and all of the congregation who heard his blessing, einam tzrichim oid levarach, they were yotze with that bracha, and therefore did not need to make a subsequent bracha themselves. Aval imba litkaya tachta mishalei shama b'rchasei, if the person who takes over blowing the shofar did not hear the bracha from the first one, tzarech levarach koidim sheyiska, he needs to make a bracha before he blows the shofar. Sharihu lo yatza bebrichas harishon, because he did not fulfill his obligation but with the first one, because he did not hear the bracha from him. B'med v'amamurim, when in this case where he did not hear the bracha from the first one, do we say that he needs to make a bracha? K'shetakeh zeh lo yatza adayin yedei chayvasei, that is only when the subsequent Baal Tekeah has not fulfilled his obligation at all. Shalei sham adayin kol ha-tkiyas, which means he did not yet hear all of the tkiyas sounds. Aval, however, in kvar yatzu yidei chayvasoi, shesham makvar kol ha-tkiyas bebeis ha-knes ha-cheres, if he did hear all of the sounds and had fulfilled his obligation by hearing the shofar in a different shul, ein tzarech levarach koidim sheyiska, he does not need to make a bracha before he blows the shofar. She'atzibur shamu kvar bracha min ha-tekeah rishon, because he has already fulfilled his obligation, and the tzibur, the community, has heard the bracha from the first one. Noegin shamispal shachris makra seder hatkiyos lifnei hatakea mila b'mila. It is customary that the one who daven shachris is the chazan calls out the order of the tkiyos, the notes, before the one blowing the shofar, word for word, kedei shelo yita b'tkiyosav, in order that the bal tekeah should not become confused and make a mistake with the sequence of the notes. Minig yafahu, and this is a good minig to follow. The chabad minig is that the Baal Makri, the one pointing, he points to the words of the names of the shofar sounds, but does not actually call them. Also, little schalit koye b'shofar b'Rosh Hashanah. A person is not allowed to take payment for blowing the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Afilu sachru me'erev yamtiv, even if it was contracted from before yamtiv. If you should noitel schal yamtiv, because at the end of the day, he is getting paid for work that he's doing on yamtiv. Basu mitam shin ispar b'simin shin vav, and this is forbidden to do so. V'imnatol ein eroy simen bracha me'oisus schal oilem, if he does take payment, so he will never see bracha blessing from the payment that he received ever.